I am holy. I am true. I am righteous. All who are born of me have become partakers of my divine nature. The path you walk in me is narrow. Endurance is required to stay in the race and to partake of the training and tutoring of my spirit. Many are in compromise. Sin is being called good, and good and holy is being looked upon as evil and judged as an offensive standard by many. I hold to a holy standard, for I am holy. I am eternal, and I am true. To walk in full inheritance is to walk holy and righteous before me. Come out from among them is the call to the church. Come out from the influence of all that is not true and pure in my sight, and set all your affection on me, on my truth and my ways, on my heart, on the manner of living revealed in me. That which is needful, that which is necessary, that which partakes of fellowship through life in me, in my family, these are all a part of your training in true and righteous living. What the world offers for the soul and for its comforts and for the satisfying of the flesh is not the walk of the life you have received of me. Come out from among them. Search the scriptures and you will see there is no compromise in me. All of my life was surrendered. It was not my own. I lived for the joy of doing the will of my Father. And when your life is mine, it too is for the purpose of doing the Father's will and living in close fellowship with Him. I look for those who will make themselves chosen vessels for my use in close fellowship through the Holy Spirit. Your life cannot be yours part of the time and mine part of the time. If your life is no longer your own, if you have been bought with a price, and you have, I desire your life at all times for my use. This is glorious, and this is our fellowship. This is the training, learning to very forcefully and aggressively say no to all that is not part of our fellowship together. Does it include me? Is it my mind for you? Does your choice include me, or does your choice set aside our fellowship for a time to appease the wants and appetites that are not from above? When you look to the record of my life, you will see the fruit of my life lived in true fellowship with the Father through the Holy Spirit. I am the full and complete pattern of living a life in fellowship with the Father. Now is the time of very intense training and transformation to these things. It is time for dedicated living. Holy and righteous living, consecrated fellowship, is not too hard. It is daily within reach. Consecration, separation to my ways, dedication to me and my life in you is true and intimate fellowship. I am restoring the truth of true and living fellowship with me. I am holy, and all who are born again have been made partakers of my life, which is holy. For those who will follow me where I lead, there is a requirement to walk in me in the way of righteousness and true holiness. The world condemns righteous living. The world is condemning what is holy. But I will use lives of righteousness and true holiness to once again turn the world upside down. How many cities and towns are transformed overnight? How many times do all get healed and every captive set free? These days are coming, but not without the price of leaving behind all compromised living. The path is narrow, and choices must be made that are easy to the spirit, but very hard to the flesh. But grace and strength are found in dedication to me. The more time that is sown to unrighteous living, the harder it is to choose me. Saying no to those desires, choices, and appetites that are not part of our fellowship, this is taking up your cross daily. What causes you to distance yourself from me? Is your choice fulfilling the mind of Christ for your life, or is it a temporary respite from this manner of thinking? What does your life consist of when you set your affection on things above? Can we fellowship in what you are doing? Are you abiding in my word? And are my words abiding in you in the choices you are making? Is what you are doing part of abiding in the life of the vine as a living branch that is fruit-bearing? This is true righteousness thinking. This constitutes fellowship thinking. Fellowship, Abiding thinking is becoming the true manner of living. When you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and the Father is most pleased to do it unto you. Hold fast to that which is above, and set your desires, all your affection, on these things. I am giving dreams and desires and motivations from my heart to my body, and those who set their affection above the ways of earthly things are able to receive of these things. You are in the world for my purposes and my pursuits. Seek first that which is above. Let your interests and desires be intently focused on this, and partake of righteousness, embrace true holiness, and live in the manner of necessary living, dedicated to my life in you and the will of the Father. The mortification that is taking place in the putting away of unnecessary things is a very crucial part of the schooling of my spirit. For this phase of training must be passed through for the many works you will walk through with my spirit. You are a people who are in this world, but you are no longer of this world. Walk above, live above, set all your affection above, and let my words abide in you as you trust me in your daily surrender to me. Linger in my presence in your day as you learn the depths of abiding in me. If I were to let you peek ahead to the things you will walk in with me, you would rejoice at what you would see. But for now, trust me and hear my words and hasten to me. For I am calling into even deeper intimacy all who will walk closely with me. This is the walk of the Spirit and the life of power that is your inheritance in me. I am pleased at the surrender and yielding I receive. I am pleased at yearnings to live for me. I am pleased at choices made daily in willingness to take up your cross because you love me. Hasten towards these things daily. This is part of trusting me. We are headed into great, great things. Live in me and live free.